Mr. and Mrs. Lockhart have been to Europe. That is, Mrs. Lockhart took Mr. Lockhart. They are now homeward bound. Mr. Lockhart represents the average type of businessman. Comfortable, blunt, knows his own mind, enjoys his business and his community. A plain businessman. Mrs. Lockhart is the pleasant type. A thorough housekeeper, belongs to the literary club and the woman's club of her town, and still retains the spirit of romance. Today we find them on the promenade deck of a liner approaching the shores of America.
Come on, Will. This is the sunny side of the boat. You'll feel better up here.
Don't be too sure. These boat stairs are terrible for a man, I think.
Never mind, dear. You'll be on land tomorrow. Here's a couple of nice deck chairs. Now let's sit down.
They're not ours. Ours are on the other side of the boat, the cold side.
No, it's only cold over there because the wind's blowing from that direction. And it doesn't matter whose chairs they are. After 4 days at sea, people are not fussy about the chairs. Now sit down.
Well, who do they belong to?
Mrs. William Watson. Oh, that's the lady in the stateroom next to ours. She won't be needing them.
How do you know she won't?
Because I heard her not 10 minutes ago being seasick. Now will you sit down? Dear, oh dear, what a glorious day of sunshine. How are your feet now?
Still sore.
Oh, well, don't think about them. Think about all the lovely things you've seen. The pictures and cathedrals, and did you use your foot balm this morning?
Yes, and every time I do, I wonder why I was darn fool enough to take this tour to Europe.
Oh, now, don't start that all over again. Ever since you climbed to the top of the Milan Cathedral, you've done nothing but complain. You took this trip to please me.
I hope you'll remember it. But I can't understand how a businessman, sane 11 months out of the year, can suddenly go loco and walk a million miles through art galleries and ruined cities and call it a holiday.
Now, that's just exaggeration. That's one of your worst faults. Whenever you get mad, you always exaggerate. Back home, you'd walk miles on the golf course and think nothing of it.
Golf's a pleasure. Walking through these art galleries day after day is nothing less than hard labor.
But see how it's broadened you.
Broadened me? The only thing it's broadened about me are my feet. I can't get into those new boots I bought, and my pants are too big around the waist.
Well, you were getting too fat anyway.
Well, I guess I wasn't cut out for this art stuff. Why, half the statues those guides showed us, when I'd ask them what they were, they'd say, figure of a man. I could see that for myself. Now, those statues we got back home there on the town hall square, they mean something to me. They express something.
Which are they?
Why, those two labeled agriculture and industry. There's agriculture, a holding a hoe, and industry's got a wheel around her neck.
Oh, well, art is long, they say. You can't just take it down at a gulp. You've got to absorb it.
Well, I'm no sponge. And furthermore, I don't like this boat. When you got reservations on it, I told you I wouldn't like it.
Why, Will, it's the biggest and best boat on the Atlantic.
Yes, and you've got to walk a mile to get to the ocean.
But just think of the impression we'll make when we get back home.
Impression with what?
With our steamship label.
Huh.
And look at the passenger list. Why, half of them are millionaires.
Yeah, that's another trouble. The only one who said good morning to me since I've been on the boat has been the steward.
Why, Will, there's lots of nice people on the boat.
Well, if there are, they must be sick or something. I have...
Here come the Vanderwater.
Who are they?
Good morning. Yes, it is lovely. Taking your constitutional? That's right. Oh, no, he's just resting. Well, goodbye. Mm-hmm. Now, they're nice people. They come from Chicago. He's president of something or other, and they've been over visiting their daughter, who's taking a finishing course at the Sorbonne.
Sor what?
Sorbonne.
What's that?
A university, dear. You saw it.
I don't remember it.
Oh, Will. Well, anyway, she's finishing there.
What's she finishing?
Oh, everything.
What's the matter with our own schools?
Oh, they're all right, but a year at the Sorbonne gives a girl such a lovely continental flavor. It's such an asset socially. Here's the steward with some beef tea. Do you want some beef tea, dear?
No.
He says no thanks.
Yes, and that's another trouble. I haven't seen a bill of fare for a month that I could understand.
Oh, well, you are grouchy this morning. The waiter always told you whether it was soup or ice cream you were ordering. Now you sit back and make yourself comfortable, and I'll go down into the lounge and listen to the orchestra and finish up my diary.
Feel just about the same.
Well, I've finished up my diary. You know, I've promised to speak at the club next week on my impressions of Europe.
Oh, well, don't forget to tell them about that little mannequin statue that we saw in Brussels.
I don't know how it is, but you seem to remember the things you should forget, and you forget the things you should remember.
Well...
Now then, how does this sound? This is about Italy. From Venice, we went to Florence, where we stopped at the Hotel Grand Excelsior di La Ville.
They're all grand, something or other.
The hotel is located on the banks of the famous Arno River and has good beds and lovely meals.
But no ice water.
Nearby was the old Ponte Vecchio, where Dante first saw Beatrice.
Saw who?
Beatrice. Beatrice.
Well, why didn't you say so?
He immediately fell in love with her and went right away and wrote his Inferno.
What's that?
We've enjoyed our visit in Florence and felt very much uplifted by the wonderful things we saw, which are really too numerous to remember.
Very satisfactory.
From Florence, we went to Rome, where we saw everything of importance, including the famous Apollo Belvedere, which our guide told us was the most perfect specimen of man ever sculptured. We noticed people standing in front of it for 15 or 20 minutes.
Mostly old maids.
If you're going to be rude, and if I may say so, vulgar, I'm going to stop right now.
Well, since I paid for this trip to Europe, let me give you my impressions of it, which consist of a loop-the-loop, a scenic switchback railway, and a hodgepodge of guides, galleries, tips, trains, porters, sore feet, spoiled digestion, and an empty pocketbook.
Will, I'm shocked.
Now listen, my dear. We've been together for many a year, and I think I know you fairly well. Now fess up. This running all over Europe, swallowing it to the gulp, is all right for the young folks who can walk 8 hours a day over the cobblestones and like it. But for you and me, now wouldn't you rather have had just a nice, quiet month up at the cottage on the lake? Just we two, living again the old sweetheart days, sitting down there on the bench by the water's edge, and watching the moon come up from behind the trees over on the point, and talking about what the young folks are going to do in the fall. Our kind of talk. Home talk. That's the kind of a holiday for you and me, dear. Just we two, together, alone.
Will.
Now, wouldn't you rather?
Oh, I suppose so, dear.
Yeah. And it wouldn't cost $100 for the whole month.
Now you've spoiled it all.
Well, that's what I think about it.
That's not what you think about it, and you know it.
Why, what do you...
You know very well you enjoyed the ocean trip. You liked London, you liked Paris, you thought Venice was charming, you've made a lot of friends, and you've come home, in spite of your sore feet, rested and healthy and happy. Now admit it.
Well, maybe I have.
And when you get home, you'll be the first one to brag about it to Charlie and the other friends.
Well,
I noticed, by the way, Charlie didn't send you any postcards about the fish he caught.
That's right. Maybe he didn't catch any.
Well, now admit it. Haven't you had a good time?
I guess I have, and I wouldn't give $1 million for it.
And aren't you glad you came?
Yes, my dear, I'll have to admit I am. It certainly is an education to see the other half of the world.
Well, very well, then. Well, then, come along now. I think it's time to go down to lunch.
All right, dear.
Now, take my rug.
Yes?
Come along, dear.
Dear?
Yes?
Come here, dear.
Why, what is it?
There's nobody looking.
Oh, Will. Oh, dear. Come on. Come along.
All right. But you've got to put some more foot balm on this foot of mine, or I won't be able to get off this boat.
And so you have been abroad with the Lockharts, that typical Mr. and Mrs. who have been to Europe and back again, happier, healthier, more content with their own lot in life. We hope you have enjoyed their wanderings over Europe, and perhaps at some future time, we shall again have the pleasure of going abroad with the Lockharts. ¶¶